It was Women in Entrepreneurship Week in Alberta last week, October 18th to the 22nd. The platform nurtures, energizes, and inspires female founders around the world to inspire and give advice to other inspirational women. Lethbridge College hosted a virtual event where Indigenous entrepreneur Tanya Plainagle attended. Tanya Plainagle is from the Piikani Nation in southern Alberta. She was the keynote speaker at a virtual meeting on Wednesday, October 20th. Plainagle graduated from Lethbridge College in 2016 and then Mount Royal University with her Bachelor's of Communications degree in 2019. Time to time, the college would ask her to speak to the students like she did in March. This time, it was different. Plainagle tells us about her virtual experience.
I was really nervous at first. Because of the press release, it kind of seemed like they were really, hyping it up. So I was like, oh my gosh, who am I speaking to? I thought I was just speaking to students at the college, but it was open to the public. There was a lot of other media there listening to, listening to the talk. A lot of media asking, questions, wanting to learn from my experience, I guess, as, an Indigenous journalist as well. So it was nice.
Plainagle tells us how she transformed the Piikani Nation's local newsletter, Piikani Si Ni Kasin, to a small newspaper and online news source. A year later, she launched 106.3 FM Piikani Nation Radio. She tells us about her journey and who inspired her.
I had a cousin, her name's Kelly Morning Bull. She was also in a similar field, and she was at State, or she had graduated from State maybe 2010 from their radio, television, and broadcast program. And she was the one that, she's a real advocate for student success. She went on to be the student success coordinator at Mount Royal. So she was telling me, if that's what you're interested in, there's these kind of programs, a program that I took at State. So that was kind of okay. That was the person who gave me direction, and we're still really close today. She was, the one that I followed these footsteps in terms of career. Because you don't see a lot of Indigenous people in media anyway, and especially at that time.
Plainagle says keeping up with everything is hard, as she is single-handedly doing all the tasks for the online news platform and radio station and managing everything. But she encourages other youth to go into media.
It was the passion that kept me going. I want to be able to share Indigenous stories, and I want to be able to give our people a platform and a safe platform to share their stories.
Plainagle says the Blackfoot community really likes that they have a radio station. They recently hired a couple DJs this year.
Some people treat our DJs like they're local celebrities. So I kind of think the community likes having a radio station, having that sense of, identity or belonging. How cool does that sound when you have your station IDs that sound really professional, saying, you're listening to Piikani Nation Radio, just stuff like that.
Plainagle says she sometimes feels discouraged, but her community supports her idea. She looks forward to the future of the radio station.
It'll be interesting to see where this journey takes me. It's, like I said before, it's not easy. It can get really discouraging. That's the word I was thinking of. Really discouraging at some time when you don't get the support that you think you need, or you don't get the results that you want, or when you start getting pushback from people, that's when it kind of gets a little discouraging, because I'm I could probably just go and you start to have those thoughts of I could just go and get a job somewhere else.
She encourages women to keep speaking up and to strive forward.
Be strong, because a lot of the time and I hate to say it, but you're always going to be, you still have to fight for equality when it comes to gender. And one of the things that, I don't talk about much, and I kind of keep it to myself, was I was told once that I was argumentative. And that kind of bugged me a little bit, and when I confided in close friends about that, you know, they had told me, well, I don't think that, you know, these individuals are used to people challenging them. And the only way that we're going to, like Indigenous women especially, we're going to break those barriers is to challenge those obstacles and to challenge those people that aren't used to being challenged. Because that's the only way we're really going to make change. And we always talk about making change. And the only way to do it, I guess, is to put ourselves in those uncomfortable positions, because even when you do that, it's going to benefit you anyway, because you're going to grow and you're going to learn from that.
The Piikani Nation Radio can be listened to online or if you're in the area at 106.3 on your FM dial. Further information on the Women's Entrepreneur Week can be found on the Alberta WEW website. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.